Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Let's think about something as we head into May. The Avalanche are on the brink of clinching going into the second round. The Nuggets are on the brink of clinching going to the second round. The Broncos have their quarterback of the future. The Rockies are 7-21, and how they have won seven games, I have no idea. Good morning, and how are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend? How was your event on Saturday night? I know you worked hard on that.
We crushed it, Boys and Girls Club of Weld County.
Fantastic.
Very generous crowd, an unbelievably well-run Boys and Girls Club affiliate, and it was fantastic.
Good, good.
Fantastic. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very busy. Three straight days, I guess Thursday and Friday I'll count as weekend, mm-hmm. down at Dove Valley working at team headquarters and sifting through all of the draft, which was interesting, entertaining, lots of different things. But I enjoyed it. The weekend was great. A little weird weather. Good God, on Saturday, and those poor people in Nebraska and Oklahoma, yeah. Iowa, and you and I have lived in that tornado alley. We know how seriously you must take these types of events. It's not just as simple as, oh, you pop down into the basement and everything turns out okay. Sometimes right. when you come back up the stairs, you don't have a house to come back to. So really spent some time thinking about those people over the weekend. But all in all, ready to go this week and another great week for sports here.
By the way, I hope you have your grade ready for the Broncos draft because mm-mm. nothing says analysis like handing out a grade before the semester even begins. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Quick note before we get to the Avalanche and how they played yesterday and how they played during the series. Jamal Murray has a strained calf muscle, questionable for tonight's Game 5 against the Lakers. We'll talk about that later on in the show. As for the Avalanche, another Jets beatdown, 5-1, 3-1 lead, going back to Winnipeg for Game 5 tomorrow. If I would have told you the Avs were going to rip off three straight, overwhelming, convincing, and dominating wins to take a 3-1 lead back to Winnipeg after what happened after Game 1, you would have said what?
Well, you couldn't have sold me on it. I mean, I'm plain and simply was wrong about this series.
You weren't wrong about the series.
Oh, I was wrong.
You were questioning Georgiev, yeah, and rightfully so, well, because of the data points leading up to it.
But if you're
you were not alone.
But if you are questioning Georgiev, I think you are questioning this entire team's defense. And I think that that's been the difference in this series. And they are staying home, taking care of their responsibilities, playing very stingy hockey at the blue line. It feels like this is a team that's starting to redefine itself as a cup contender. Three games, a trend makes. And you used a term that makes it even more compelling. The manner in which they're winning, the ease with which they're winning. And look, it's, nothing's easy. You earn it. But they're pounding this team. They're just pounding a team that after game one a week ago, just a week and a day ago, they gave up 7 goals in and looked for all the world after losing 5 of their last 6 or whatever it was in the regular season. And Georgiev had given up, I think he gave up 33 goals with a 1-6 record heading into game 2. And for him to have turned this around and the guys in front of him to help him turn it around has been the most remarkable theme of the postseason for either the Nuggets or the Avs, period, for me.
Georgiev is a guy who tends to give up too many rebounds. He doesn't glove things. It just seems to bounce off of him. And what I have been seeing is every time a puck has been bouncing, and by the way, we're going to give a lot of credit to the defense. Let's give a lot of credit to him, too.
No question.
Because he has made some big saves in big moments. But when he does give up a rebound, it's almost like there is a team picture in front of that net where everybody swarms the puck. But what I'm watching is what I feel like I saw a couple of years ago when they wound up winning the cup. They have been getting the puck out of their own end so quickly. And here's a stat for you going into game 4. They're hitting on nearly 80% of their stretch passes, which is by far and away the best of any playoff team. What do I mean? Their breakouts are controlled. They are quick ups. They're getting through that neutral zone quickly. And bang, bang, suddenly the puck is on the offensive end. They have more team speed clearly than Winnipeg. It is showing in this series. And they are just playing really sound hockey defensively. Their forecheck has been great. They've been fighting for pucks in their own end. They've been banging Winnipeg in the offensive zone. And they look like a team that is playing together. All four lines, all three sets of defensemen are playing together. And I feel like I am watching what I saw a couple of years ago. And what makes that impressive is, doing that against Edmonton would not be a surprise because Edmonton plays a wide open type of game too.
Right.
They are playing a Winnipeg team that is like a boa constrictor that likes to suffocate you in your own end. And that's not happening because the puck is going bang, bang, bang. And before you know it, it's across the blue line into the offensive zone.
You want me to hot take for a second?
Oh boy. Go ahead. And you're not a hot take guy, so the fact that you set it up that way is something. Can I guess what you're going to say?
Go ahead.
They might very well win the cup this year.
I have more faith right now, I think, in the Avs than I do the Nuggets.
You should because the Nuggets have played basically 24 minutes of basketball in all four of the games they've played.
All right, good. It was a warm take then, not a hot take.
No, I think No, I think it's an accurate take. I don't think any reasonable person would argue that the Nuggets are screwing around.
But think about being able to say that without fear of repercussion after the way that this series started.
One game, they played well offensively.
Yes, they did.
They played poorly defensively. Now they're just playing well on both ends of the ice, and they're doing it basically for 60 minutes.
Yes. It's been interesting thus far. It gets more interesting this week. The Nuggets are in a situation tonight with a Jamal Murray who clearly is has got to be hobbled a little bit. He won't miss time, but has not played well, save for one quarter.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
I mean,
remember what we talked about going into this series, or at least I mentioned this. Look at what Gabe Vincent did to Jamal Murray in the Miami series. Holding Murray, the Heat held Murray to roughly 21, 22 points a game in the Heat series after he went off in all the previous series. Well, what's he basically averaging now?
Yeah.
Same.
But he's missing shots, and that's the thing that bothers me, is he's missing shots.
He was missing shots in the Heat series as well. He took over more as dishing the ball in the Heat series. And I remember saying after that series was over, I think we have seen some growth out of Murray where, like Jokic, if he's not scoring, he can rebound, he can pass, right? With Murray, what we saw was when he's not on his game, he can still do other things.
And we'll get to them in more specific detail coming up. But
getting back to the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm. I feel much more confident, obviously, after three straight wins. But I feel more confident for the task at hand, which is winning another Stanley Cup.
By the way. Are you concerned about Anunin and his health issues right now as we're sitting here?
I think, yeah. The fact that we haven't seen hide nor hair of the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, but what I mean is because of the way Georgiev is playing, are you thinking, man, when is this guy going to get off the mend?
He's got to get, I mean, I was thinking about this last night.
Or get on the mend.
Where is the logical place for him to play now? I mean, Georgiev right now is on a heater.
For him, he is, yeah.
For him,
he's given up five goals in the last three games.
Yeah. After giving up seven in the first.
And then giving up like 20-plus over the previous five.
Yeah, right. Actually, 33, so 26. 26 over the previous five.
Winnipeg looks like a team that just doesn't know what to do against the Avs anymore.
Well, they can't they can't skate with them.
No.
That's the problem.
And they're not suffocating them because the Avs are just moving the puck so crisply across the neutral zone. They are quick hitting passes.
The Avs are
playing it's like watching. Winnipeg is a nice offensive team. They're four deep and I get all that. But remember, the Avs' depth has shown in this series.
Yeah.
You are not going to win consistently in the playoffs with your top two lines. Eventually, they're going to get cut off in a couple of games. What we have seen so far is contributions throughout the entire lineup, right? And then you have, and I say this with all due respect, your second-tier guys, your top three guys are, I'm not saying in order of importance. I'm saying in terms of talented players on your team. MacKinnon, Makar, Rantanen. That's your top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your next tier, Lekkonen, Nichushkin. Your second tier guys, the top of that level, are dominating.
Yes. But in a nutshell for me, the Avs are having a much easier time speeding things up than Winnipeg is slowing things down. And it's been the most obvious. Winnipeg, it's great when you can have a plan, But you got to have the people to make the plan work.
Correct.
They just don't have the team speed to skate. And when the Avs are playing as crisply as they are, and you've laid it out very well, you just can't counter it.
Let's sum up one play yesterday, okay? There are certain players in NHL history that you would say about them, this is what they can do. Bobby Orr could do what we saw yesterday. Gilbert Perreault. Mm. If you don't know who he was part of the French Connection with the Buffalo Sabres. Wayne Gretzky. Those three guys were end-to-end guys, meaning they could take the puck from the back of their own net and just weave their way through the entire defense and score. Gilbert Perreault was that way. Gretzky's that way. Bobby Orr is that way. So if you believe in the phrase, which I do, and I've used it about hockey all the time, you can't hit what you can't catch. Cale Makar, yeah, that goal, summed up what the Avs are doing to Winnipeg right now. They just don't have an answer for that type of speed.
And there are two guys that can do that to you consistently in this offense.
McKinnon can do that as well.
Yeah. That goal is so cool, man.
An end-to-end goal is one of the most beautiful plays, yep, in sports. And just watching him bob and weave his way through the defense, it's not that the Winnipeg was playing Olé defense.
No.
It's the speed of Makar. It was like watching a high-speed car weave its way through stop-and-go traffic.
Well said.
Coming up after the break, how did the Broncos do in the draft? Ooh, let's give out grades.
Mm, I got a peeve on that.
Or not give out grades. But overall, how do you feel about the Broncos roster right now? And how many of these guys that they drafted do you think will see some significant playing time this year? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open. rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking for new siding, windows, doors, you need a makeover, go to the best Paramount Siding and Windows. They were just named the best siding contractor in the Best of Mile High magazine. They were also a top three finalist in the windows and doors category. What do their customers think? How about 600 five-star Google reviews? Family-owned business since 2009. They have a great state-of-the-art showroom that you can go see all of your options, or they can come to you. Paramount Siding and Windows, go check them out online, ParamountSidingandWindows.com, or go find them in Littleton off of Broadway. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Broncos have seven new players through the draft. We're not going to grade this thing. It's lazy analysis, hot take analysis. And the simplest way to put it is, I saw plenty of people, plenty of experts, grade the Bills-Mahomes trade as a C+. You've lost all credibility with me. If you're going to start throwing out grades, specifically on that one. With that, overall thoughts on the Broncos draft?
I think that they drafted at least three players that can have an immediate impact and a strong impact on this football team. I think the trade for John Franklin Myers was outside of Bo Nix, probably the biggest news of the weekend. He's an immediate starter opposite Zach Allen.
Yep.
He's a run stopper. That clearly makes them a better defensive football team. It doesn't move the needle like ridiculously, but it moves the needle.
Robert Saleh said it best. He said, we did not want to trade this guy. We had to because of his contract when we picked up Hassan Reddick.
Absolutely. And good for them picking up Hassan Reddick.
And the Jets had a pretty good defense last year, despite their offense being rotten.
Absolutely. No question. So, and I really did like the Troy Franklin move. A guy with, and I hate getting into grades, but I'll just throw it out there. A guy with a second round grade.
He was a value pick, man.
Exactly.
He was a value pick. Exactly.
Thank you, Eric.
I love that friend. But he's a value pick.
But a second-round grade,
yeah.
A guy that they felt good about, good enough to move up 19 spots and to use two picks on to move up with. And I thought that it was, but on top of it, I thought it was a thoughtful pick, too. Not only can the guy play based on what we've seen, we don't know at the next level, but based on what we've seen, but he's also a Bo Nix guy. He's caught 23 touchdown passes from Bo Nix already in his career.
You know why, and this is not a criticism of you, this is just the analysis that we fall back on because we are able to have data. What do I mean by that? Who do we think the top three, pick three rookies that you think that could play this year?
Bo Nix.
Yep.
Troy Franklin.
Of course.
And Estime.
Right. You know why we say that? Because we've seen actual numbers in college. That's why. Think about that for a second.
That's part of the equation. Well, I think the rest of the equation is they have skill sets that on paper equate, not necessarily on the field because they haven't played on an NFL field. This gets me back to my pet peeve. One of my pet peeves, and you touched upon it, and you are so on target about this. Bill Snyder once told me about a recruiting class. The best way to judge it is time.
Yeah, 3 years. Yep.
And it's not very different, really, at the NFL level.
Yeah.
Now, the Broncos are in a position of need. They need guys to hurry down the path of development. They need guys to step up and to be able to play. So you're hoping that you can push these things along and put a little wind in their sails and get them there faster. Franklin is a guy that appears to be, and this is according to Sean Payton, appears to be a slot type of receiver, a guy that they're going to move a lot, They're going to a lot of pre-snap movement.
I thought he was going to take Judy's slot. Is that a Z?
It's a Z.
A Z is a slot.
Is a guy that it would be more typically reminded of in old terms, like a flanker instead of a wideout.
Okay.
So a guy that they will move around a lot. And so anyway, so you take those things and you think, okay, well, there's some possibilities there. But by and large, you can't give this a letter grade. We don't know how it's going to work out.
Well, but
we don't work out. We don't know.
I know, but you have to, feed the hungry and give a grade. And I mean, that's the way it works, right?
Well, when I see, and this is another reason I spend very little time on social media. When I see things like fans that are throwing their hands up in exasperation over a draft, and they maybe know one name of a player taken in the seven that were taken. Maybe some fans know a little deeper that I've heard of Troy Franklin. Okay, I've heard of him. But come on. How much Utah football did Broncos fans watch this year?
Right.
I mean,
you can make the case about Jonah Ellis, he's undersized.
You not make the case. He is undersized.
Right.
He is undersized. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a motor.
Right.
And he's got really nice, nice skill set.
He feels like a tweener.
A little bit.
Are you going to play him an outside linebacker? Are you going to play him an edge? Where are you going to play him?
Well, he's going to be an outside. He's going to be an edge guy. Yeah.
So why doesn't he get a lot of playing time? Do they have a bunch of studs there?
They, I think, probably feel a little better about their depth in the room to the point where Sean described him as, you never feel badly about stockpiling positions of strength.
If people want to sit and look at numbers, I'll give you some numbers that you can chew on. Audric Estime, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did he slip to the fifth round? His 40 time, man. That 40 time.
Right.
Man, his 40 time at the combine was a 4.71. You know who else had a 4.71 on the number? 4.71 40 time? Jerry Rice.
There you go.
You know who had a 4.70 40 time? Jerome Bettis.
Wow. There you go.
This guy's powerful.
Totally powerful.
I mean, you look at him and say, goal line. But I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have a guy who runs a 4.71 who literally hurdles defenders than a guy who has a little bit more speed. This guy is hard to bring down. He's not a Jaleel McLaughlin. We can agree on that, right?
Oh, my goodness, no. Okay. No similarities in any shape.
When I watch him run and his size, he reminds me, ironically, of that other Notre Dame running back, Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Very much so.
I'm not saying he is.
Oh, no.
But the reason why he went to the fifth, and by the way, he wasn't the Broncos' first pick in the fifth round. He was the second pick in the fifth round. Yes. But getting back to my
original. And would have been their third. Remember, they traded out of their first fifth.
Right. But again, we look at skill position players because we watch them play, and it's a lot easier to see tape on these guys. So we think, okay, these guys have a more immediate chance to play. But let's be honest, college numbers don't always translate into NFL numbers.
No, they don't.
So people need to be really careful about that thing. Oh, yeah, you're going to get 21 touchdowns from this guy this year.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing equates immediately.
One more quick thing. I think it should be disappointing, and I will come out and say this right now. I think it'll be a disappointment if Bo Nix is not the starter on day one.
I think that starting with the pick, that was the trend. I don't know if I would be disappointed.
I would be.
But I think I might be surprised.
I will be disappointed, and I will be surprised, and here's the reason why. It's not as if he got drafted by the Titans last year and had to beat out Ryan Tannehill, okay, who's on the downside of his career and eventually got replaced by Will Levis. He has to beat out Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
Right.
He doesn't have a ton of competition. He has started 61 games in college. He is as NFL ready as a guy is going to be. It will be a disappointment if he does not win this starting job. And remember, one reason why that Peyton likes him a lot, and I love his thinking on this, is his processor. I'm sorry, but you need to beat out Jarrett Stidham. You need to look more impressive than Jarrett Stidham. You need to look more impressive. And with Zach Wilson, he's coming into a new offense too.
Sure.
So if you don't look as good as those other two quarterbacks, I'm not saying that is going to be a scarlet letter for the rest of your career, but that will be a major disappointment to me.
Yeah. The only other thing that would be moderately acceptable would be they just want to feather him in a little bit, but I don't see that happening.
I don't think.
I think Sean is.
He's not. No,
I think he is.
He wants him to play.
Full speed ahead. Damn yep. The torpedoes. Let's go.
Right. And oh, by the way, you have Troy Franklin for Bo Nix, and then you have his hands on a familiar ass in Alex Forsythe.
Correct. That is totally accurate. And it was interesting. You get a sense. And I knew this anyway, but it was confirmed to me about Sean Payton's style of working the room. He has no problem. In fact, he seeks out players to get intel on other players. And I like that about him.
Talk to Forsythe.
Yeah, talk to Forsythe. Then he talks to Nix about Franklin. And yeah. He's got this kind of network, and I don't know how much it means in terms of pulling the trigger, but the fact that he is out there picking brains and getting points of view.
Well, that's
is
what
interesting.
Good leaders,
right.
Seek out other opinions. Sean Payton comes off as the smartest guy in the room, but give him credit that despite his arrogance at times and ego, that he shelves a little bit to seek the opinions of others. But honestly, that's what great leaders should do.
I agree. Absolutely.
Coming up after the break, no Jamal Murray tonight. Could that be the case? And if there is no Jamal Murray, are you a little concerned about tonight? But are you even more concerned, quoting MPJ, well, in game four, we came into the game pretty nonchalant, like they were just going to give us the game. Have you watched the Timberwolves? They better not come nonchalant at all if they win tonight. That's next.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us or Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS
and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Okay, Nuggets can close it out tonight, maybe or maybe not, with Jamal Murray. Strained calf, questionable. You think he plays?
Yes.
I do too. I think the Nuggets roll in this game.
Really?
And if they don't, shame on them. If they come out slow again, I'd be very concerned about the next round. Because I will tell you right now, if Karl-Anthony Towns, and we have been talking about this, a potential playoff matchup, the Nuggets are going to be in big trouble if Karl-Anthony Towns stays out of foul trouble. I'm already moving ahead.
Well, apparently.
When Karl-Anthony Towns is on the floor and everybody else is clicking, the Nuggets, they will get stomped and embarrassed if they come out and they're down by 12 each half, down by 20 in the third quarter. They do not look like a team right now that is totally dialed in. And it has nothing to do with losing in game four. You expect a team with LeBron and Anthony Davis to have enough pride not to lay down, which Michael Porter Jr. said after game four, we came in pretty nonchalant like they were going to give us the game. You are in the playoffs. You are defending a title. Why have you really been nonchalant? Why have you been nonchalant in the first three games? More or less, certainly the fourth.
Haven't played really well except in spots, and they've played fantastically in spots, but consistently haven't played very many 48-minute games, just from an effort standpoint. But they're up 3-1 against the Lakers, so,
Timberwolves are a different beast,
yeah,
man, specifically
I'll
defensively.
Worry about, and you're right, and it's a good feed for sports talk radio. But they need to get past tonight before I start worrying about the Timberwolves. There's plenty to worry about with the Timberwolves. There has been all season long, and it will be, I mean, my son texted me last night, said that will be the NBA championship series.
It will be. It'll feel like it.
And that was his take. He said it will be just like the NBA championship series early.
If you're worried, or if you're not worried, if you're thinking, are the Timberwolves ready to take the next step? They obliterated Phoenix. The way they were constructed by picking up Bradley Beal, clearly in hindsight, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant even came out and said it, at least privately, because somebody reported or maybe said it publicly. He never felt like he was part of the offense. He was relegated to the corner.
Yeah. And that's probably not a good thing for him to feel.
Kevin Durant, for as great of a player as he is, Anthony Edwards, who looked up to Durant his whole career, he's dunking on him, hitting shots in front of him. You think he fears Nikola Jokic? I don't think so. He doesn't fear. This guy has taken his game to a level that I'd put him and Jokic are the two best players in the league. And you know what? He hasn't even, like a young Jedi, he hasn't even realized his full potential of his powers yet.
Phenomenal player. Very likable in the way he goes about his business. He's got just enough edge to him, but doesn't appear, to me at least, to go over the line. Looks to be a good teammate. And he's just a dynamic presence on the floor. All of those things are true.
He's a dog.
Total.
He is a total dog.
Yeah.
But with that, outside of Jokic, has MBJ been the second best player in the for the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And and you can make the argument that Aaron Gordon's been next. I said you could make the argument. I'm not sure
game,
I would agree
sure.
with it. You know?
Overall offense and defense, yeah. I'm not surprised that Murray has struggled in this series because we talked about it going into the series. Jamal Murray was great all the way through the Western Conference playoffs last year. Then they played the Heat, and Gabe Vincent slowed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the Lakers? It shouldn't be a big surprise. Now, in the next round, how does Jamal Murray do? Well, if Mike Conley is on Murray, mm-hmm. I feel good about Murray. Yep. If it's Anthony Edwards, I don't feel as good. But both guys are going to be wearing each other out on both ends of the floor.
No question.
But Anthony Edwards is a much better defensive player than Jamal Murray is. And Jamal Murray is a pretty good defensive player.
I would really like to see the Nuggets kind of impose their will tonight. I think they're good enough in this game that they can do that.
They don't need to prove it to themselves, and they certainly don't need to prove it to me. They need to play 48 minutes tonight and keep their foot on the gas and just run the Lakers out of the gym and show Minnesota, we're ready for you now.
Yeah, I just want to get out of this series.
Putzing around, man.
I just don't want to see you. Just don't screw around with this team that can still play just enough to make it uncomfortable for you. You don't need to get past tonight. Just get this done tonight. Then we'll all start jumping on the matchup and how it's going to go and what we think and this, that, and the other thing. And it's going to be intriguing. There will not be a second round matchup in the NBA playoffs that comes close to the matchup that Denver and Minnesota will have.
I think anyone who's been a casual NBA fan here in town and they have not really watched Minnesota, they're really good and they're unbelievable defensively.
It's a fantastic basketball team, and it will be I think it'll be a knockdown dragout.
Yep.
Between two really powerful forces in the NBA.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll get more into the Timberwolves making quick work of the Suns, and where did former Colorado running back Dylan Edwards commit to over the weekend? That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys. Over the weekend in the NBA playoffs, we saw Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves sweep the Suns, Oklahoma City take a commanding 3-0 lead over New Orleans, and the Clippers and Mavs tie their series up at 2. In the East, Boston rebounded from their Game 2 loss. And the Knicks and Pacers took a 3-1 series lead in both of those series. Minnesota looks like a force right now. What were your biggest takeaways from their 4-0 sweep over Phoenix?
Just how underprepared Phoenix was to play this type of basketball team. I give credit where it's due. Minnesota is fantastic. Phoenix has got some work to do in the offseason. And Eric's right. I mean, the whole Beal mix just didn't work. It felt like a reach really from the beginning, and it never really worked all season long. I guess none of us should be really surprised with the way that it ended. But I think a sweep and the way that they were dominated, I was a little surprised by.
I'm going to bring this up about Anthony Edwards, and it sounds like I'm a big fanboy, but I'm not. During this opening series, and listen, Phoenix is not a great defensive team. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But his numbers for a 6'4" guard, his numbers rival certainly what Kobe Bryant ever did in a single season in a playoff run. And it's bordering on what Michael Jordan would typically do in a playoff run. Anthony Edwards in these playoffs so far, I understand we're so used to Jokic with all the triple doubles. He's a different size. We're talking about a 6'4" guard here. Okay. So what has he done in the postseason so far? 31 points a game, 8 rebounds. 8 rebounds a game for a guy who is 6'4", 2 steals per game, and 6 assists. So he's playing strong. We haven't seen something like this offensively and defensively from many players. In a clinching game, I don't know, 40 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal in a clinching game. This guy, we know he has arrived, but again, he hasn't even reached the height of his powers yet. And boy, does he have the attitude to match, but in a nice way.
He's a problem.
He had a quote right before the playoffs, "I'll be the best player in the NBA in 2 to 3 years."
There's no doubt.
I think.
I'm not pushing back on it.
There's no doubt.
If he stays healthy.
Unreal player. Yeah. Just unreal.
And the funny thing is, he has a similar attitude that Jokic has. You know what he said about Karl Anthony Towns? He said Karl Anthony Towns, when he stays out of foul trouble, is our best offensive player. Not true, but he has that type of humility like Jokic does.
Sure.
The best player on that team is Anthony Edwards. Now, who's the hardest guard when Karl Anthony Towns is on and he's out of foul trouble? Karl Anthony Towns is nearly impossible to guard.
Sure.
All right, just in case you missed it, former Colorado running back Dylan Edwards, who entered the transfer portal last week, has committed to Kansas State. As a true freshman, Edwards totaled 768 all-purpose yards and 5 touchdowns last year for the Buffs. He has 3 years of eligibility remaining, and Kansas State will come to Boulder on October 12th to take on Colorado. Your thoughts on Dylan Edwards committing to K-State?
He will be used much better at Kansas State than he was used in his freshman year at Colorado. That much I'm sure of.
Yeah.
That much I'm sure of.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a price match guarantee, which means, hey, find something else, someplace else. They will match it for you, and the customer service is just that much better. Certainly worth going to Mountain High Appliance for that reason alone. They have great financing options as well. They have a clearance center where they have extra low pricing on high-end appliances, Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, we expected, and it still could happen, the Nuggets to cruise through the opening round of the playoffs. Did anybody see this coming with the Avalanche, with the way they are beating down a team that you can make the case is built to slow down speed? This is like watching a high-speed chase on the shoulder in stop-and-go traffic. That's next.
And I was thinking of ways that I could get inside. Get inside. So now you're falling in love. Let me go now. This feeling's tearing me up. Here we go now. She doesn't like this, so you do it.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.